Fanta. Don't you want no Fanta?
No, I laughed. Yeah. Okay, ready, go.
Fanta. Don't you want no Fanta? Fanta. Don't you want no Fanta? Don't you want no Fanta? Don't you want no Fanta?
Good afternoon, Marsha. It's me again. And I can't, for the life of me, understand where you're coming from on the topic of Condoleezza Rice. Now, see, her visits to Russia are in our best interest. In hell, she's an okay kind of gal for those types of people, you know, her people. And we have a lot to gain from this Russian exchange. We have to understand that the Cold War might not be quite done, and we got to keep an eye on those tricky Ruskies, and it's our job as the policemen of the world to make sure that all these people stay in line, because God has given us that right. But you're kind of making me think maybe you don't like women, maybe you hate women, even if they're colored women. But nevertheless, I don't approve of your bashing Connie, because Connie's got a lot of good things to say, and there's a lot of things we need to clear up over there. Now, I'm putting a question to you. I want to hear from you. You tell your listeners and me what it is that you got against Condoleezza.
This is Moshe Moskovitz. You are listening to live from Mount Sinai. Today is Wednesday, July 6th, 2005. I just got this Logitech microphone, USB microphone headset thingy, you know, to record my podcast. And I paid like $50 for it, and I really hate them. You know, they're so damn tight. I feel like my head is being squeezed. It's like my head is in a fucking vise. You know, and I just hate the feeling. It's like, it reminds me of like Friday the 13th and Jason. He's always like he puts his hands on both sides of people's heads, you know, and he like squeezes till their eyeballs pop out. And that's how I feel. I feel like I'm a victim. I'm a Friday the 13th victim, you know. But, and anyways, okay, I got my Logitech bitching and moaning out of the way. I've gotten there's been a lot of traffic on my website, I've got hate mail. Well, I didn't really get hate mail. I got a troll this week, you know. And I just want to say, you know, one thing about trolls. You know something, if it's much better, here's a better way. Instead of trolling up my website and filling it up with like useless, you know, inane shit, just call in. This is what the number is for. 360-246-8837. 360-246-8837. This is why I have this number. So people could call in, and people that don't like me, have a problem with me, they could bitch and moan, okay? They could go on and on. I think they, for at least a few minutes, and I'll play it. Okay, everyone can get heard. You know, just don't troll me up. You know, but I'm gonna read you some love mail. Okay, and here we go. I'll read you part of it. This is right on the blog, man. Right on the website. Moshe, I love your show. It's like wrestling or soap opera for justice freaks. Now, after I heard that, you know, I've always like appointed myself the king of all Jews. You know, sort of like, I'm the analog to Howard Stern's King of All Media. He's King of All Media. I'm King of All Jews. But I think I'm gonna make a second title for myself. Okay, I am going to now appoint myself King. De facto King of All Podcasters. And the reason why I want to be de facto and not the king is because, you know, the de facto implies illegitimacy, okay? You know, and I don't want to be legitimate. I want to be sort of like a bastard child, you know? I don't want to be, you know, I want to be like a, like, 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 you know, a renegade, someone that's not, let's just not legitimate. You get me? Okay, I'm moving on. You get my picture. I want to tell you about next week's show. Boy, it's, you know, oh, wow. I am about to embark upon a virtual road trip. We're going to make three stops. Okay, the next show. Okay, and we're gonna, first stop is gonna be San Francisco, and I'll tell you a little bit about this guy. These are all my fans, by the way. Okay, and then I'm gonna go south. Okay, to San Diego. I'm gonna talk to another one of my fans. Okay, he's actually been on the show before. I'm gonna talk to the good Reverend. And thirdly, I'm gonna go to Alabama and talk to you know, this family, this commie, he's sort of befriended the show. He's got a blog. He does a blog on my show. It's called On Live from Mount Sinai. You can get the link for it on my website. You know, just click on, just go under links. It's fan sites. But anyways, let me tell you about the first stop on the virtual road tour. And let me just say, this is going to be so much excitement on this. It's never been done before. Now, if you had any more excitement on this virtual road tour, you would be going, "I'm coming!" You know, I mean, and I'm not kidding. It's that degree of excitement. It's like, you know, it's just really exciting. Just take my word for it. Okay, but let me tell you about this. The first stop on my virtual tour. Okay, throughout the country. Now let me just you know, make clear that I'm not really going anywhere. I'm going to be, I usually do the show in my underwear. Today I'm not in my underwear, but I'm probably going to be in my underwear speaking to these people around the country, but I'm not going anywhere, okay? But anyways, let me talk about the first guy, okay, is David, okay? And you know what's crazy about this guy, okay? First, he grew up as a hippie. He's like a hippie kid, a hippie child. Grew up in some commune or something, okay? But then he turned evil, you know? And he voted for Ronald Reagan. He turned to the dark side, you know? And on top of that, he also moved out Alabama. But he's like, he's a Jew. You know, I always talk about the angry white male on this show. This is like an angry white Jewish male. Okay, you know, not too often, you know, it's pretty hard to find an angry white Jewish male, you know. I mean, the Gentile angry white males, they're a dime a dozen, but an angry white Jewish male, they're tough to find, and I got them, okay? And I'm going to talk to him, I said, you know, I'm going to have to bust your balls about going evil. And he said, okay, I'm going to bust your balls. So this should be a very provocative show. Apparently he's like some libertarian now. I don't know what the fuck he's doing listening to me. You know, I don't get it, you know, because like I told him I hate libertarians and I think his whole politics are evil, but you know, he's a fan, and a fan is a fan, and I treat all fans, all my fans with respect. But I am gonna bust his balls. I should actually be more egalitarian when I should really use the word gonads, okay? So that's, I don't sound like I'm such a sexist. So that, you know, okay. But anyways, I'm gonna record the show I would really like to record the show Friday or over the weekend. The reason why is the guy David is going under the knife. You know, he's got some kind of brain surgery. I don't know. He's gonna drill holes in his head. I don't know if the full details, but you know, and I just want to say I don't know any Hebrew, okay, but I still consider myself a man of God, and I would like to just ask God. In my, you know, in English, you know, Jews don't pray to God in English, but I'm gonna, I would just like to make an exception and ask God to please make sure that David lives through this and is okay. But anyways, I'm gonna do this thing with him over the weekend. Hopefully he'll be really like doped up, you know, on painkillers. So that'll be good, because you know I want him like that, so I could really, you know, fuck with his head. And you shouldn't really be doing this show sober. Okay, it should be like it should be illegal to do this show sober. Okay. Today I want to talk about before I do that, let me just I want the focus on the show today is Bernard Goldberg. We're gonna get to this motherfucker. I saw, you know, I was just watching Fox News last night. I saw this chucklehead, you know, but Bernard Goldberg. We're gonna talk about this loser, you know. But before that, I just want to say that the commie. Okay, the commie from Alabama, one of my friends from Alabama, one of my fans / friends. I'm not a commie. I'm a socialist. I'm a soci. Okay, but anyways, he made a comment. A criticism of, you know, of his on his blog was that this show is too religious. You know, and it's like, the show is called Live from Mount Sinai, okay? Now, you know, this is, you know, the name of the show itself is a religious name, Mount Sinai. That's Mount Sinai. That's where Moses received the law of God from, okay? Let me just say, if you're some kind of communist pinko atheist, if you can't, you know, what is it? If the kitchen's so too hot, I don't remember. If the stove's too hot, get out of the kitchen. Well, you know what I'm, talking about. So, you know, if you can't handle the religiosity, I'm probably mispronouncing that word. But if it's too religy for you, okay, don't do it, because we're here on this show to fight evil, okay? And the only way, in my opinion, to fight evil is through God. That's how you fight evil, okay? So, you know, I got nothing against, you know, atheists or communists, if the oven's too hot, get out of the kitchen, motherfucker! Okay, I didn't mean motherfucker in a bad way, I meant that in a nice way. It's not, you know, when I call my fans, generically, motherfuckers, I do mean that, but to my commie friend in Alabama, my commie atheist Tinko friend from Alabama, I mean, I'm calling him a mofo in a nice way. Okay, I'm going to take a break, and we're going to move on to the meat, okay? We're going to get to Bernard Goldberg, evil, rotten Jew. Okay, and you know, after that, I guess we'll wing it. This is probably not going to be that long a show, but I've often said that in the past, and we have 9-hour shows. But we're going to take a break now. We'll be back. Okay, I am back. I brewed myself up some coffee on the break so I could have a nice, relaxing cup of Java while I'm brainwashing the masses. Okay. Before I go on, let me just say this. Now I'm starting to get some traffic. I'm getting a few hundred listeners a week, and that turns into, upwards to 1,000 listeners a month. And I just realized, you know, I'm starting to have some power, you know, some political power, you know. I could actually influence people, you know. If I'm getting 1,000 listeners a month, okay, that means I'm getting like fucking 10,000, you know, 10,000 a year, you know, and I could, you know, I can influence elections with that kind of numbers, okay. Probably not, but maybe. Okay, at least I'm going to try, okay? So, I just want everyone to know, and I want to really indelibly grind this into your brains, okay? You don't want to vote for Hillary Clinton or Joseph Biden, okay, for the Democratic nomination. And the reason is because they voted for the evil war against Iraq. They knew that there was no WMD. They knew that this was a fabricated war, but they went along with it for political purposes and because they're just spineless, you know? They have no backbone, okay? They're wimps, they're wussies, okay? They can't handle it. You know, they're too afraid to be human beings. Okay, so I just want to take that opportunity now that I have some power. I want to fucking throw my weight around, you know? I'm going to continue to do that. But let's get on to Bernard Goldberg. Bernard Goldberg. And you can see his website at bernardgoldberg.com. Bernard is spelled B-E-R-N-A-R-D. Okay, bernardgoldberg.com. You can go to the official site, the Bernard Goldberg official site. I was watching Fox News last night. I was watching Hannity and Combs. I'm beginning to wonder, you know, at first I thought that O'Reilly was the most evil, you know, most banal motherfuckers on the planet. I thought it couldn't get much worse or any worse than O'Reilly. Okay, Bill O'Reilly. But then I started to think, you know, Sean Hannity is also pretty bad. I mean, and so isn't Combs, okay? I hate, you know, that so-called liberal, okay? Give me a break. You know, I hate the two assholes, you know? And I don't know which are worse, okay? I don't know, you know? Sean Hannity is such a whiny fuck, okay? But anyways, I'm watching this horrible show, okay? Because, you know, I always feel like a need to see what the enemy is up to, you know, and they're up to no good, man, I can tell you that. And they got this guy, Bernard Goldberg, you know, and he's plugging this book called 100 People Who Are Screwing Up America, and Al Franken is number 37, and let me just say, I want to just tell you, and this is what, you know, right-wingers never tell you. I didn't read the book, but right-wingers also never read things as well. They don't. They talk shit without even knowing what the fuck they're talking about. You know, they criticize Fahrenheit 9/11, but they don't bother watching it. But I didn't buy this book, and there's a few reasons why I didn't buy it. You know, I should buy it. If I was a professional, I would buy this book, okay, and read it, okay? But I'm not going to do that because I don't have time. I'm not a fucking professional news person, okay? I don't have time to be reading this crap, nor do I have the money to shell out, like fucking $20, whatever this, you know, who knows? It might even cost $30. I actually don't know how much this piece of shit costs, but whatever it is, it's going to be too much. Okay, I mean, I'm reading this book on Pol Pot. It's almost like 500 pages, and it's, you know, I have a 95 IQ. It's taking every single point of that IQ to get through with that book. Okay, I'm already taxed to the limit. You know, I don't want to be spending all kinds of money and time to read this horseshit. But they do explain a little bit. I heard what Goldberg had to say in the book, and it says a little about the book on Bernard Goldberg's website. Before I talk a little about Goldberg and his evil book, 100 people, and hold up, no, before I do that, let me just say, let me just say, I want you to do this, okay? I want you to go look at the source code, the HTML markup for that page, for the page of Bernard Goldberg's website, and you will see a menu. Okay, there's a JavaScript menu, and it says on it "Gervuslust," whatever, some German menu, 2000, blah 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 blah. You may use this script on non-commercial sites. Okay, normally I would say something. I would contact this guy. Okay, the guy who made the menu is you could see it. Okay, but I'm not going to contact him because I want everyone. You know, this guy Bernard Goldberg is a moralist, and he's talking about all these people that are screwing up America. And here's this guy engaged in intellectual theft, in intellectual piracy. Okay, this is theft. Okay, you might as well take a gun and point it at go in a drugstore and say, "Give me your money." This is theft. Okay, let me just point out, I'm a so-called subversive. Okay, you know, I have fucking military websites hitting me. Okay, I'm getting a lot of traffic from them. Okay, and I'm getting my email server was shut down at the same time as my communist friend from Alabama's, okay? And so I'm beginning to think that I'm possibly under investigation by the government. They probably consider me a subversive, okay? But at least I follow the fucking law. Okay? You'll see at my website, talkwarrior.com, my menu, first of all, it's a commercial menu. Second of all, I paid for the fucking thing. Okay? It's mine. Okay? I own this thing. I'm not a cheap fuck like this Bernard Goldberg, he has best-selling novels, okay? Not novels, but these idiot books, they have these banal titles like this. He's the author of Bias. He loves the one word title, and then he has another book. You know, his second book is Arrogance, another New York Times bestseller about the media. You know, it's like these stupid one word titles. Finally, I guess he started to, you know, he wanted to jazz things up. So now he has the 100 people who are screwing up America, and Al Franken is number 37. You know. And all the people that he shows, some of the people, presumably, we know that Al Franken is, according to him, screwing up America, but we know that these people, that he has these faces on the website, so presumably these people are in his book and they're screwing up America, all right? We have the first guy is Michael Moore, okay? How in the fuck, you know, Michael Moore is like one of the few guys that are standing up to George Bush. He was one of the first, he's not that, he's sort of an overrated filmmaker, but, Michael Moore has gonads, okay, and I respect him, okay, and I don't know, without people like Michael Moore, America, screwing up America, America would be a much far shittier place without people like Michael Moore opposing evil fucks like George Bush. Now, here we got Howard Dean. Here, again, Howard Dean, like Michael Moore, I don't agree. Howard Dean, his politics are too conservative for me. But at least he's another example of a guy with balls, okay? Howard Dean has balls. He doesn't take shit from anyone, and he's a straight shooter. I respect Howard Dean. Here we have Al Sharpton, okay? You know, one of the reasons why I voted for Al Sharpton, okay, in the primary, because I thought that he was the smartest, not only the smartest candidate of all the Democrats running, but one of the smartest people that I know of. Okay, this guy is smart. Okay, and it, it's like, how the fuck is he screwing up America? I don't understand, man. You know, by the way, you know, It's hard to believe. Like, only 5,000, something like 5,030 people. It's like, I think it was 5032 or 5034 in Massachusetts voted for Al Sharpton. You know? And so, I don't get it, man. You know, and I am probably the only white person in Massachusetts, okay? If not the country that's voted for Al Sharpton, not even black people were voting for Al Sharpton. I don't get it, man. Here, we have Michael Jackson. Okay, Michael Jackson may be screwing some boys, but he's not screwing the country. He's not screwing America. Okay, you know, people. I'm gonna move. Eminem. Okay, here, Eminem. Eminem is another person with balls. Okay, he's one of the only people in the media who are actually singing, making political songs and challenging the evil actions of the American Empire, okay? You know, whatever you say about Eminem, okay, he's got balls, okay? Here, Ted Kennedy, all right? Another guy with principles, okay? He's probably the best, I think without question he is the most senator. Okay, in the Senate. Now there's a few other faces which I don't get into, but apparently, people who Bernard Goldberg thinks are screwing up America are people who are willing to defy the right wing fascist George Bush Christian. Rights vision of America, okay, so that I don't know, but I didn't read the book, okay, but you can get the book, you can get this intellectual pirates, okay, book, okay, just go to his website and you can find out for yourself. Maybe I'm totally off, but who knows, okay, and. It's funny, they show a picture of him on the website. He's with the Pope. He's shaking hands with the Pope. But it's like, the Pope isn't even looking at him. It's like, John Paul. And John Paul is sort of like looking away, sort of like, I don't want to deal with this guy. And Bernard Goldberg is sort of like looking really, he's got this funny look on his face, like, oh, the Pope! it's like, I don't understand. I don't understand how, what pisses me off, I guess, the most, what really gets me personally about Bernard Goldberg is that, he's a Jew, okay? And Jews shouldn't be engaging. They shouldn't be acting like these Gentiles, okay? Let the Gentile, act like this. The Gentiles are sort of, not all Gentiles, but they're sort of animalistic, It's like, there's a reason why Jews can't have tattoos. That's against their religion. They can't eat pork, okay? They can't eat shellfish. They have to circumcise their penises, okay? There's a reason for this, okay? Because we always have to remember. Jews always have to remember that they have to follow the law. The law of God, okay? That's why there's so many. That's why there's so many Jewish lawyers, because the law is just it's just so ingrained in us, okay? But it really disturbs me, let me just lay it on the line. I don't like Gentiles, okay? There's good reason for that, because I've been told that I've killed Jesus too many times in my lifetime, and I'm tired of it. I don't like Gentiles. I think they're assholes. Okay, and not all Gentiles. I really think that I don't hold the assholeness of a Gentile against him. It's like when I meet a Gentile, I don't go, oh, he's an asshole. I give him the benefit of the doubt, but I do not like Gentiles. I think they're evil. Okay? I've gotten so much flack from Gentiles. I think they're assholes. Okay? In general, not all Gentiles are assholes. okay? But they tend to be like, they act like animals. They go invading other countries. But now you have, they go, it's like, here's George Bush. Here's an example, typical Gentile. He fabricates a fictitious war, okay? He says, we've got a WMD, we better, blow the shit out of Iraq. And all the people, the Gentiles, only like, I think, 20%, not very many Jews voted for George Bush, very small amount, okay? But all the Gentiles go along with it. This dumb idea to invade Iraq. The Gentile is sort of like an animal, he's sort of evil, and it's like, that's why I don't like the Gentile. But the Jew is becoming the Gentile. That's one of the reasons why I started this show, because it really disturbs me. Bernard Goldberg shouldn't even be talking to these fucking Gentiles. Okay, I don't know about Combs, but he shouldn't be talking to Hannity. He's not, he has no business. A Jew has no business committing evil. Okay, a Jew should be following the law of God and doing what's right. Okay, and everyone knows what's right. In your heart of hearts, you know right from wrong. Okay, everyone knows what right from wrong. And it really disturbs me when these Jews are mingling with these evil fascist right-wingers, okay? It's not an accident that the Nazis were Gentiles, okay? it's not an accident, okay, that Stalin was a Gentile. Okay, this is what Gentiles do, and I don't want to go into it. Now I'm getting into a whole Gentile basharama, but it really bugs me when Jews, and it's not only Bernard Goldberg, it's like the whole Jewish race is just going evil. They're going south. Okay, if you dare question, okay, Israel's imperialist domination of the Palestinian peoples and their denial of their due process, and they don't give them due process under the law, okay? There's things that I would consider as terrorism, okay? That these acts are committed against Palestinians, and if you dare question these things, in front of most Jews, they'll say, "What's wrong with you? What do you got a problem with? You're not being like patriotic towards Israel. What are you, some kind of fucking, a traitor? What's wrong with you?" They don't get it, man. They don't get it that being a Jew is about doing what's right. Okay, and it's not about fucking people. And doesn't matter if the Palestinians use terrorism. Terrorism's wrong, and I've come down on terrorism from day one in this show. Okay, but it doesn't mean if someone commits a terrorist act against you, it doesn't mean you should commit a terrorist act against them. And the reason because of that is because we're Jews, and we have an obligation to worship God. Okay, and to be subject under his law, okay, and to do what's right, okay? That's the most important thing about being a Jew, okay? It's not being a fucking, an asshole and going with the flow. It's questioning evil, okay, and doing something to stop evil. Now, and that's one of the reasons why I started this show, because I really bugs me when these Gentiles, these Jews, are mingling with these evil fucking scummy Gentiles. But anyways, I got some water, I'm gonna die. Alright, I'm gonna wrap this show up, okay? But before I do that, I want to say that I need your support. You're not supporting me. You're not doing shit for me. I appreciate when you people, you write me blurbs. Yeah, you're great and so forth. Well, that's all well and good, okay? But it doesn't help me. I need practical help, okay? So what I want you to do, I want you to do two things. If you can't do two things, at least two things. Just do one thing. I want you to go on my website. Okay, you'll see in the menu on the radio show it says vote for the podcast. I want you to click that, and I want you to vote for the fucking podcast. Okay? Because it's like a podcast arms race out there, and I'm competing with all these fucking chuckleheads. Okay? But they're kicking my ass. Not because they're any better than me, okay? But because, you know, they're able to market themselves better. It's all marketing. And I need you to get off of your stinking little ass, okay? And I want your lazy ass, stop sitting right now. Right now, I want you to stop sitting down, and I want you to... You don't even have to get up your ass. I want you to just click to my website, talkwarrior.com, okay? Once you get there, I want you to go into the menu. It says radio show. On the radio show, okay, it says vote for the podcast. Can't miss it, man. Just keep looking down, okay? Now, and I want you to click it. I want you to vote for it, okay? And I don't want any excuses. I don't want any bullshit. I'm doing this Now, I'm like Jesus Christ. It's like, what do they say about him? I don't remember. It's like, he died for your sins or whatever this crap is. Well, I'm not dying for your sins, but I'm being given a pain in the fucking ass for your sins, you know? So, I'm doing this, you know, I'm not dying for your sins. I'm like, I'm whining for your sins. I'm suffering. I'm suffering, just like my fellow Jew, Jesus Christ, okay? Don't ever forget the fact that Jesus Christ was a Jew, motherfuckers, okay? I just want you to know that, okay? So, I'm suffering for your sins, just like Jesus, so I want you to vote, okay? Now, I want you to do a second thing. I want you to tell a friend, okay? You know, my commie friend, okay, when he first heard about me, he told other commies, okay? So, whatever you are, okay, I don't care, you know, if you're a libertarian or are in some other weird, you know, right-wing party, okay? You know, I don't care, libertarian, Democrat, you know, even if you're pug, okay? I've had pugs that have comment, you know, they like me. You know, they send me blurbs, okay? But, you know, I don't give a fuck where you're coming from, but you gotta tell your friends. Okay, you know, because I need more power. Okay, I got to shake things up. Okay, I've got to see that people, that scumbags like Hillary Clinton, okay, and Joseph Biden don't get nominated. It's very important to me. Okay, it's very important to you. It's morally important. It's morally imperative that these assholes don't get nominated for president. Okay, we don't want any more appeasement. Okay, we don't need it. Okay, we need a real Democrat, that someone that's going to stand up. Okay, we need someone like Howard Dean. Okay, but unfortunately, he won't be running for president because he took the DNC job. Okay, so but we need something better. Okay, and when you know what, we're not going to win with someone like Hillary Clinton. There's no fucking way. Okay, if she gets nominated, that we're going to have, she is unelectable, okay? She's a shitty leader, okay? She doesn't belong as a senator, okay? She hasn't put in her dues, okay? She has no political experience, okay? She just fucking, you know, I had as much political experience to run the state of New York that Hillary Clinton had, okay? She had no political, the only political experience she had was when Clinton, her husband, Bill, okay, appointed her head of that health care initiative or whatever. You know, you remember the universal health care thing, you know, the thing that we all, you know, that I voted for Clinton, Bill Clinton, for on the first election for, you know, that's why I wanted him in office. Universal health care, oh, the dream of universal health care. Well, you know, this was her baby, okay, and she failed. Hillary Clinton's only political experience that I'm aware of, okay, or at least her biggest job politically, okay, she failed at. I would also like to add that she was involved in the Republican Party, okay, before she became a Democrat. And I think she campaigned for Goldwater. I think she referred to herself. I was skimming through her book as like a Goldwater girl or something like that. But you know, Hillary Clinton, I don't know. I mean, Howard Dean was a Republican at one point too. But you know, Howard Dean, you know, there's no question that he's a Democrat. Okay, but Hillary Clinton, you know, she's just a Democrat. She's really a Republican. Okay, she's a Democrat in name only. And I need more power. You gotta give me more power, or I can't do anything for you. Okay, and I want, and it's not only for you, it's for me, it's for everyone. Okay, we've gotta save our collective soul. Okay, and the only way to do this is to gain power. I need power. You gotta help me so I can help you so I can die for your sins. Okay, so if you're a Gentile, just consider me the second coming of Jesus. Okay, and if you're a Jew, well, then just consider me, you know, in the line of Moses. Okay, I'm just sort of doing God's work. I don't care how you, or if you're an atheist. I want to say one more thing about atheists. Okay, Jews don't believe in an afterlife. Okay, the Orthodox do have some weird belief in an afterlife, but it's, you know, it's not very serious. Okay, an atheist is really, you know, they don't think that it's a religion, but it really is a religion. Atheism, dogmatic atheism, is a religion. Okay, and so isn't communism. It's a religion. Okay, so I want to, you know, I just want to lay that on the line because it's true. Okay, you know, that's all I want to say, and you people, I'll let you fume about it, but people really have to deal, you know, look at what they believe and take a hard look at what they believe and say, well, oh, I really believe this, you know, how different really is atheism? Okay, from a religion or from the belief in God, how different is communism from the belief in a religion? There's no real difference. Okay, there's no afterlife in atheism or communism, but nor is there an afterlife in Judaism. Okay, so you know, I think people really need to just. I'm not saying you have to stop being an atheist. Okay. But I think you have to take a hard look at what you are, okay? You have to. You can't deny reality, all right? I'm gonna get to the credits, and we're gonna rock and roll, baby. I'd like to thank John Truby for providing us with his music. For more information about John Truby, please go to our website at talkwarrior.com. I'd like to thank Raymond Lafferty for his production assistance. I'd like to thank the Reverend Knight. Oh, no, the Reverend Knight is not here today. But actually, you know, I might have played one of his clips at the beginning, so I'm going to thank him. Thank you, Reverend Knight. Okay. By the way, his website is upstartradio.com. It's a cool website. You know, whether he was on the show or not, whether I'm crediting him or not, it was cool. You should do it. You should go there. Okay. I would also like to thank the God of my original father, Abraham, who gives me the energy and courage to fight evil. This show is a copyrighted broadcast of the TalkWarrior.com radio network. It may be retransmitted, provided that it is not altered or excerpted in any way. So, if you're some moralist who writes these best-selling books, okay, about, you know, all these liberals that are screwing up America, okay, I just want, if you're like Bernard Goldberg, you know, I'm just saying, so just so you know, you can't steal it, just like, you know, you can't steal it in the same way that you steal intellectual property from poor German, you know, JavaScript menu makers, you know, you can't do that. Okay, so I'm just showing you, know, I'm just telling you that there's right and wrong, and, you know, good and evil. You can't commit evil, okay? Okay, Bernard Goldberg and all you other fucks. that don't know right from wrong. Actually, you do know right from wrong. You just don't care. Okay? But anyways, hopefully, what I'm going to do, I'm going to try to tape the first show of my virtual tour. Okay, by the way, I forgot to mention, this is the virtual farewell tour. I'm not going anywhere, but for marketing purposes, I'm calling it a farewell tour, okay, just to get more, you know, hype, so, you know, just to hype it up more, okay, but I'm going to hopefully tape it over the weekend, and, you know, get it, and I'll start playing it, you know, probably Wednesday or Thursday by next week. Okay, take it easy, and, fight the power. Woo!